from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Staffing challenges being experienced in several sectors also reach into education in our region. The English Public School Board, DSB1, says of about 1,000 full and part-time positions in its schools, almost 100 are vacant. That includes teachers, educational assistants, information services, occasional staff, and several non-union positions. A statement to our newsroom says it's making the most efficient use of the staff it does have while still searching and exploring partnerships with agencies and organizations that might help. The new school year begins on Tuesday. Ontario Health Minister Sylvia Jones got an earful about home care during question period in the legislature from Temiskaming Cochrane NDP MPP John Vanthoff. He spoke of a woman named Carmen, whose 91-year-old mother was getting two showers a week from a home care personal support worker. When she asked for more, reevaluation resulted in it being reduced to one shower a week. Carmen now pays out of pocket for the second one.
This is privatization. That PSW, the same PSW. Is that the solution? Pouring billions of dollars isn't the answer if Carmen's mom only gets one shower at the end of the day through home care.
During the exchange with Vanthoff, the minister said improvements are coming as the government spends $1 billion a year on home care over the next 3 years. 1 million people have died from COVID-19 worldwide so far this year. The World Health Organization says the grim milestone that was reached this week demonstrates that the world is not learning to live with the virus. WHO data shows over 6.4 million people have died since the pandemic began more than 2.5 years ago. The agency's officials say the milestone was preventable, and it begs for more action to reduce the spread of the virus. You and up to 5 family members or friends can be off to see The Wizard this week in a Wizard of Oz escape room at the Timmins Public Library main branch. Reference assistant Christine Fortin says it's decorated in different scenarios from the famous movie. You have 30 minutes to escape by answering riddles and meeting challenges.
It's a fun challenge. We're challenging all the youth that like to join. It's something fun for them to do before they start school.
For more details and to book your time slot, call the number we have posted on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.